Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. In today's episode, we're going to talk about three reasons to eat less meat or more meat. Three reasons to eat less or more meat. But before we get into that, let me just quickly go over some changes to the Survival Fitness Plan that I plan on making very, very soon. Might take me a few days to get it pushed through to the app, but this is what's going to happen. I'm going to remove mountain bike riding for a couple of reasons. The first one is because the chances of injury mountain bike riding are extremely high, and the injuries you can get are quite serious. I know this from experience, and I feel like the payoff, like it's good to learn mountain biking and how to use biking techniques to get away from an enemy, but I feel like the risk of training it is not worth the payoff. And also because if you're running away from someone, most likely you're just going to be on foot. Like 98% of the time you're going to be on foot. And remember I had rock climbing in there as well. And it's not very likely. Like that was even less likely, right? And if you're going to grab a bike, you might grab a bike. But I mean, chances are you'll just be on foot and you're probably better off on foot anyway. So you can climb and get, you can like do your parkour and get out of there. If you're on a bike, it's faster, sure, but whatever. So you should learn how to ride a bike, but I don't think you need to know the specialties training. But we're keeping swimming because that's very important. So it's just going to be, and I don't know how I'm going to actually do it. I might change so it's like flight and fight training is one day. So you'll do sprints and parkour skills and self-defense skills one day. And then the next day will be strength training. So specific strength training. Dave Asprey is bringing out a new book, which might change a few things once I read it. It's called Smarter, Not Harder. And I've seen previews to it, and it's about he covers a bunch of stuff, but one of the things I'm particularly interested in is building muscle faster, or building strength faster, in a more, just faster, more efficient way, right? So, but there are a few things that I will have to keep that I definitely want to keep, like muscle ups. And so the strength training is going to change a bit, and that might just be one day dedicated to strength training, so you can like go to the gym if you want or hit your home gym. And then the fight training and parkour training might get rolled into one, so it's more like focused on skills, but there will be sprint training in there, because you're going to go outdoors, right? You do your sprints, which is a bit hard to do in your home or in the gym. And so there'll be a few changes. Also, we're going to add habit tracking into the basic app, right? So, and there's the pillars of longevity you're going to get. I'm in the motion of creating them. I mean, I know what they are. I just have to like write them out. So that might take a week or two to enter into the app. I'm going to take out the VIP training. There's going to be no VIP training option. So you're not going to be able to, maybe in time, but it doesn't really align with my life goals to give my time up like that and dedication. I feel like in the future, maybe we'll train trainers so you can do that. But for now, it's not going to be. For now, you're going to be able to have the option to get your workout customized and push through to the app, and that'll be like at a premium price, like about, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks. And then also as an addition, you can additionally get your habits personalized as well. But of course you don't have to, you just get the app, it's good enough. You will definitely be able to train with the app 100% as it is, as standard. And it's like right now it's $1 for a month, as I said, and I think it's going to automatically get, right now it's $1 a month, and there's nothing to keep you going, right? So if you want to, at the end of that month, you have to re-sign up, and it'll be like $10 a month or so. But what I think I might do, especially for people with early access, it'll be $1 a month, and then after that it'll be an auto subscribe of $10 a month forever, no matter what. But surely in the future, definitely in the future, that price will bump. It'll be $30 a month, unless you sign up for like a year, in which case it'll go down to $10 a month. But for now, certainly for now, for the early birds, you can get your $10 a month, forever, $10 a month. That'll be pushed through real fast. So maybe like within the next 1 or 2 days. All right. So let's talk about why you should or should not eat more meat, right? Or less meat, why you should or should not eat less meat. I followed a low meat eating habits for a long time, for a couple of years. In fact, I even went vegan for a brief amount of time, like several months or whatever. I was into it. And I'll tell you the three, and I'm still very partial to it. I don't eat very much meat in comparison to a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you my three reasons, and then I'm going to be the devil's advocate on myself about why those three reasons were stupid or not ideal. And then at the end, I'll tell you what I do now, and you can make up your own mind about what you want to do. All right, so the first reason, it was good to go plant-based. I'm not going to say vegan because I was never full vegan, right? Well, I was for a little while, but it was insignificant. It was just a couple of months. Anyway, first reason is it's healthier, right? Why is it healthier? Well, you always hear, you run into vegans and they go, oh, I never get sick or whatever. But I beg to differ. I've seen, so it is healthier. When I was doing it, I think I was much healthier because I eat more vegetables, right? When you become a vegan, you don't have much, your choices are very, are much more limited, right? So what do? You stack up on more vegetables, or you stack up on more carbs. There's a lot of, and I think the people that stack up on more simple carbohydrates, not, there's nothing wrong with carbs. Carbs are good. But if you stack up more on simple carbohydrates, like vegan people might have more sugar. I mean, they'll stay away from eggs, I guess, but they'll, but if you're vegetarian, you can eat eggs, right? And so it's like, you'll find them eating a lot of a pasta, a lot of cake, maybe lots of white rice and things like that. So you can be a very unhealthy vegan. If the reason you're going into veganism is not for health and you don't really care about that, then you can be a very unhealthy vegan. Of course, one of the main reasons I do things is for health and for longevity. So when I went vegan, it was like more vegetable intake, right? But I feel like you can do that if you follow the general survival fitness plan rule of the plate portions, where it's like 50% vegetables, 25% protein, whatever protein that might be, animal, vegan, whatever, as long as it's high quality, and then 25% complex carbs, then you'll be fine, right? Because also when you're not eating meat, you're missing vital minerals, right? So you can be vegan, but you have to do it right. But if you're gonna do it, you need the right minerals, which are in meat. And I suppose you could get them in supplements, although I never ventured that far to figure it out. But even those supplements will need to be derived from meat, because there's no vegan sources of, for example, proteins that are complete. I think there might be one or two, but that are like complete proteins, for example. And protein's a major thing that you need, right? It's one of the macronutrients that you need. And there's all these micronutrients and megamicronutrients and all these things, right? And substitute meats, right, they're even worse for you, because I don't do substitute meats. I used to love, when I was vegan or vegetarian, I used to love going get those Impossible Burgers. But like, if you read the ingredients list on those things, it's they're not that great, right? Like, I'll tell you the ingredients on there right now. I've never actually read the ingredients list on them. Let's have a look. Impossible Burgers ingredients. What is Impossible Burger may have? So you got soy protein concentrate, coconut oil, sunflower oil, which is terrible, potato protein, I guess, methysis, you know, I don't even know what that is, yeast extract, salt, gums, whatever that means, water, additives, they put a bunch of vitamins in it, henna, I don't know what that is, but the soy protein concentrate, right, these are the ones that stick out to me, the soy protein concentrate, the sunflower oil, the methylsucrose, I don't even know what that is. That might be good, I don't know. But definitely the soy protein concentrate and the sunflower oil are not good, right? Soy protein's not good for the environment, for soy, right? If a lot of vegans are vegan because of the environment, you've got soy in it, and a lot of meat replacements, they're all made from soy, right? Most of them. Sunflower oil is just terrible. Don't do sunflower oil. Olive oil, avocado oil, they're the only oils you should be using when you cook sunflower oil. Bad, bad, bad stuff. All right, anyway. All right, so the next reason I quite liked being on a vegan vegetarian diet is because it was cheaper, right? So hang on. So the three reasons are healthier, cheaper, and friendlier for the environment. So now we're up to cheaper. Now, the way I did it definitely was cheaper, because I eat a lot of fresh vegetables, and meat is, especially good quality meat, is more expensive, right? You can get cheap meat, but it's not real meat. Like, Technically it is, I guess, but it's terrible. It's like frozen nuggets or whatever. It's disgusting. And all right, so it is cheaper if you do it right, but if you cook lots of veggies. But again, a lot of vegans, like, have you ever gone to a vegan restaurant? They're really overpriced, right? Like, it's definitely cheaper to go to McDonald's than it is to go to a vegan restaurant. Not that I suggest going to McDonald's, but that's terrible. But cheap meat isn't real food. Now, obviously, good meat is going to be more expensive than good vegetables. So if you do it right, yes, being plant-based is definitely cheaper than being a healthy meat eater, assuming that you eat high quality meats. So that's cheaper. I agree with that. It is cheaper. Healthier is depending on how you do it, and cheaper, it definitely is cheaper. Of course, you could go off the deep end, but whatever. And the last one is good for the environment. I'm kind of rushing through this a bit because I'm behind today and I need stuff to do. Anyway, sorry. Good for the environment, right? People say that because of farming, right? There's a lot of cruelty to animals. If, like, for example, let's take eggs. If you eat cage-free eggs, you're a dick, right? I understand if you don't have the money to buy organic eggs. But to be fair, cage-free eggs, you're a dick because they're treated horribly and they're pumped full of hormones. You're not doing yourself any favors, right? It's not healthy, like cage-free eggs. You buy farm fresh eggs, like proper organic, not grain-fed, then it's healthy. And yeah, all right, you might not have the money to buy that, but in the future, you won't be paying medical bills. So you're actually saving money in the long run. That's the way I look at it. It's definitely worth getting high quality stuff that's better for your body. Because when you think 20 years down the line, when all these people, you know, almost everyone I know that's over 20 knows someone that has had or has cancer, right? And that is direct, I mean, in my opinion, that is because of all the stuff that they do to the food. Like, not many, like, yeah, can't, like, all these things that have been happening, like, why, you know, this is the first generation where we're expected to not live as long as our parents. Like, since the dawn of humanity, every generation has outlived the last, right? Like, the life expectancy has gone up. This is the first one that has. You know what's changed? Convenient foods, microwave foods, McDonald's. In the last 50 years or 50 to 100 years, all these things have popped up. All these fast foods, high sugar, the government, like, and not just the government, the big companies making things easier and, like, to eat or whatever. And it's terrible. It's wreaking havoc on our bodies, man. And that's why our life expectancy is actually shorter. So to avoid that, I just went off on a tangent, sorry. All right, so it's good for the environment. All right, so yeah, I guess because of animal cruelty, and I mean animals, I've just plugged those together because most people that don't care about the environment care about animals as well. And also, like, farming takes up a lot of space or whatever. But when you think about the vegan options, like, vegans love soy, right? Because that's a high protein thing. It is, like, good for that. But it is terrible for the environment. You know how much stuff they, like, how much land they clear for soy, and, like, all your avocados that you eat, right? I love avocados. But you got to transport them, like, planes, right? You got to put them on planes. You got to transport them. You're cutting down all these fields to grow this stuff. Is it any better for the environment? I don't know, right? I haven't done deep research on it, but I'm going to say that argument's pretty debunked. Of course, you need to transport the meat as well. So maybe it is slightly better for the environment to be vegan, but it's not. I don't know if it's worth going just on that, right? If you're really conscious, if you're being a vegan or to be conscious for the environment, then, like everyone else, you better be eating everything organic, right? But then I feel like if that's the case, then you could just eat meat organic as well. I think, all right, so overall, I'm going to end it up now because I'll just keep going on rants. So what I do, here's what I do, is I do eat meat, but I eat a lot less meat than probably most people, especially, but the thing is, you train in the Survival Fitness Plan, you don't need heaps, like, we're not bodybuilders, right? So I can eat a lot less meat. Maybe I eat it, like, once or twice a week. And to be honest, when I'm by myself, I'm pretty much vegan by myself, but I do, I do understand the importance of meat, and I'm starting to do whey protein, right, to replace some of these deficiencies, and that's definitely comes from animals, so it's yeah. But when I do eat meat, I like to have high quality grass fed organic stuff. Same with eggs, right? It's all high quality grass fed. It might be more expensive, but it saves you in the long run, like, because you don't get ill, right? I've mentioned that you'll heal faster. Like, there's a lot of one of the things about having what protein and stuff is that it heals your body faster. That's why people, they use it for bodybuilding, right? So it repairs your muscle tissue or whatever faster. Anyway, but it also depends on your goals and your body. Like, everyone has different sensitivities. They're learning all this now. It's coming out a lot now that everyone's different, that you can't just have a nutrition. You can't just be like, this is a good diet for everyone. Like, the keto diet might work for someone, might not work for others, right? You gotta figure out, and like, what foods are there. Broccoli's amazing, right? It's got all the nutrients and eaters, don't get me wrong, but some people might have sensitivities to it, right? There's also this stuff about, like, coffee's good for you. It's got all this flavonoid or whatever. Like, it's good for your immune system and blah, blah, blah. But some people are allergic to coffee, and they have sensitivities to it, and they can even go into psychosis if they drink too much coffee, right? Temporarily. They're like, there's cases of that. So you gotta find out what's good for your body and do it. So some people are like, their bodies are just in tune to a vegan lifestyle, and they're fine, and they're even better, and they're probably the vegans you meet with. I haven't been seeing that. It's not just because, I mean, it might be because they're vegan. It's not just because they're vegan. It's probably because they like eat like high quality foods or whatever as well, and they're healthy, maybe they work out and stuff, and their bodies are in tune to it, right? So there's this thing, what I did recently is there's this company called Viome, V-I-O-M-E, Viome. And I think there's more companies out there. This is just the one that I use. And what you can do is they send you out a kit, and you take like a blood, stool and saliva sample, send it back to them. They'll put it through their lab, and then they send you through that via the app. They tell you all these foods that you should, like, how your body is in balance, and all these foods that you should avoid, and all these foods that you should eat, and like your superfoods, your stay away from foods, and like foods that are like, okay, just take it easy on them and stuff like that. Right. So you might want to think about having one of those tests. That's just one company. There's lots of companies that do it. I researched a few, and that seemed to have the highest ratings and like very well known, but certainly do your own research. I'm going to start doing, like, I've got my results back, and it's got a couple of things that I eat all the time, and it says keep away from those. Like, for example, it says stop eating tomatoes and blueberries for a month, and I usually eat them every single day. So I'm going to give it a go and see how I feel like following their recommendations, and I'll report back to you. Anyway, that is it for today, guys. So whether you want to, sorry, I went off on a tangent again as well. Just think about the reasons why, if you're a plant eater, like a plant-based diet, such as myself, but not that strict, you think about the reasons, what are your reasons for it, and don't be single-minded about it. You got to think about the others. Like, a lot of vegans are very high horsey, and they're like, oh, it's better for the environment, and I never get sick, but you got to look at the way they do it. Is it really better for the environment? What are they eating? Are they like not eating soy, not eating rice? Rice is a big one, man. Rice takes up so much water. So if you're being a vegan to be good for the environment, then you should buy rice. You should be cutting out avocados, soy, rice, and all these other things that wreak havoc for purely the consumption of people that eat those things, right? Rice, yeah, it's crazy. And they chop down rain, like palm oil. That's why you shouldn't use palm oil, right? They're chopping down forests all the time just for palm oil, and then all these orangutans are dying and stuff like that. Anyway, so there you go. All right, turn yourself into a modern day ninja with the Survival Fitness Plan app. Like I said, it's good to get it now because, there's lots of bugs and it keeps changing all the time, especially over the next month, it'll keep changing, but you'll get it cheap, and you'll get that deal for a life, for life. So go get it. 30 days access for $1, and then I think from then $10 a month while you keep signed up. But if you wait too long, that'll go up to like $30 a month or something. Soulfitnessplan.com/app. Don't forget to get it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Take a screenshot of wherever you're listening to this, if it's a podcast, and share it. If you're watching on YouTube or whatever, share it. Use the hashtag Survival Fitness Plan, and that's it, guys. I'll see you again next time.